the President's remarks upon presenting the NASA Distinguished Service Medal to Major L. Gordon Cooper from the Rose Garden of the White House, May 21st, 1963.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to ask Mr. Webb and the Vice President to give some decorations to those who participated, not in the capsule with Major Cooper, but who helped make the flight possible. Mr. Webb, who's the director of the space program. First, perhaps we could have all the people here who have flown in space to come down here. Commander Shepard, Mr. Carpenter, some of the others. Would you all come down and join us? This is a very small, exclusive group. We're delighted to welcome them and their wives. John Glenn is visiting Japan, but I know he's with us in spirit. We've had a number of these ceremonies at the White House and at Cape Canaveral to pay tribute to a very distinguished group of Americans who have, in our time, in this rather settled society, demonstrated that there are great frontiers still to be crossed, and in flying through space have carried with them the wishes, the prayers, the hopes, and the pride of 180 million of their fellow countrymen. We're delighted to honor today the most recent of this very exclusive group, Major Cooper, who went furthest in space and did so on the anniversary of Charles Lindbergh's flight to Paris. Charles Lindbergh took approximately the same time to go about 1/150th of the distance of Major Cooper. Both flights were equally hazardous. Both were equally daring. I think one of the things which warmed us the most during this flight was the realization that however extraordinary computers may be, that we are still ahead of them, and that man is still the most extraordinary computer of all. His judgment, his nerve, and the lessons he can learn from experience still make him unique, and therefore make man flight necessary, and not merely that of satellites. I hope that we will be encouraged to continue with this program. I know that a good many people say, why go to the moon? Just as many people said to Lindbergh, why go to Paris? Lindbergh said, it's not so much a matter of logic as it is a feeling. I think that the United States has committed itself to this great adventure in the 60s. I think before the end of the 60s, we will see a man on the moon, to the moon, an American. And I think in so doing, it's not merely that we're interested in making this particular journey, but we are interested in demonstrating a dominance of this new sea and making sure that in this new great adventurous period that the Americans are playing their great role as they have in the past. Most of all, we're very proud of Major Cooper and his family, and we're very proud that our country continues to produce these young men who go so far and carry with them so much. So Major, we're glad to welcome you and your mother here and your wife, your two children, and to tell you that you've given the United States a great day and a great lift. Citation says, his outstanding flight demonstrated man's ability to conduct engineering and scientific investigations in orbital space flight and added significantly to man's knowledge of space technology. That's a very technical way of saying it, but it says all we want to say. Thank you very much. Thank you.